朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
在一个完全没有福音到过的一个村庄
To go to a village where the gospel has never been preached
他七年的劳苦把一个七百人的村庄建立了一个两百人的教会。
He labored for 7 years, and in a village of 700 people, he built up a church with 200 members.
他告诉我，他开始工作的第三年。
He shared with us how during his work for the third year,
他就拒绝接受外面来的金钱的支持。
He started to refuse offerings that come from outside.
他鼓励那个在山地并不是很富裕的一个教会来负责他们的生活费用。
In the mountainous villages, they are not well off, but he encouraged the village to support him directly.
他把外地给他的奉献的金钱去发展当地村庄的需要。
He used all the offering, the monetary offering from outside the village to develop needs in the village.
他办了一个学校。
He built up a school.
他开了一个农场。
He built up a farm.
到了一个地步，这个泰国的政府都注意到这个小山地的村庄。
He worked to such an extent that the Thai government began to pay attention to this little village.
他们在泰国就用他们的永泰作为一个永泰的模式，希望在其他一些山地的村庄能够发展像这样的工作。
And the government used this village as a model to develop their own work.
但是王继雄弟兄本身并不以此为满足。
But Brother Wang was not satisfied with what he has accomplished.
他在这里也报告，他也再三地跟我提起，要我们为他祷告。
He has shared this with us already, and he has shared with me personally to ask us to continue to pray for him.
他说，李牧师，希望你们为我们祷告，让神为我们在缅甸的山区能够再开新的工厂，再开新的福音的据点。
He asked us to pray for him so that he can start a new work in the mountainous villages in Burma.
他要在缅甸的山区向佤族的少数民族传福音，卡瓦族。
He has identified the tribe of Kawas as his target people in Burma.
他说在那里有80万到100万的佤族的人口，没有福音，也没有教会在那里。
He shared with me that there are over 800,000 to a million of these people, a large number perhaps, but still a minority in the land, and he wanted to start a work among them.
他把我们教会这一次拆船年会的主题恩泽万邦作为他上山区的一个印证。
And he used the theme that we adopted beyond our kinsmen as an assurance that indeed,God has called him to this other tribe of people.
他在那里工作七年，他有一年的休假。
Because he has worked 7 years in Northern Thailand, he is taking a year sabbatical right now.
他不知道要到美国来是要来念书呢，还是做什么。
At first, he did not know whether he wants to come to the United States for study or for other purposes.
他说，我看见神在哪一方面先开路，我就去做我要做的事情。
He said, whenever God opened up a way, I will go and do it.
他说他在做这样的决定的时候，不久就收到我给他的信。
He said, after he had made such a decision to follow God where he leads, he received a letter from me.
所以他就决定今年一年能够在华人教会的当中分享他心里面的负担。
So he decided to spend this year to share among the Chinese churches what God has laid on his heart.
当他知道恩泽万邦是这一次大会的我们教会的这个主题的时候，心里面非常受感动。
As he found out that the theme for our mission conference is beyond our kinsmen, he was very much touched.
他再三地跟我讲，他说李哥哥，因为他叫我李哥哥，他说李哥哥，希望你们这个教会在今天华人的教会里面能够走出一条路来。
He shared with me how he longed that our church will walk a new path for the Chinese churches.
一个超越文化、超越种族的一个福音的路线。
A way for spreading the gospel cross-culturally.
他告诉我。
And he shared with me.
他说中国人在这方面要突破很难。
Said it's difficult for the Chinese to have a breakthrough in this.
他说有两个原因。
And there are two reasons.
一个原因是中国人太多了。
First, there are too many Chinese.
占全世界人口差不多四分之一。
We are almost a quarter of the world's population.
我们什么时候能够把我们中国同胞传遍？都已经遥遥无期，怎么谈到超越文化呢？
So seemingly it will take forever for us just to share the gospel among our own kinsmen. So how can we talk about cross-cultural work?
而且我们都承认我们中国人实在是比较保守。
And then we have to admit that the Chinese are also a conservative people.
是的，我们承认这不是一件容易的事情。
We admit that this is not an easy task.
但是我们在主里面一同接受这个挑战。
But let us accept the Lord's challenge here.
这一些年来我们感谢赞美主。
And through the years, we praise the Lord.
Adikari 弟兄他们全家到菲律宾去做超越文化的工作。
The Adikaris have gone to the Philippines for cross-cultural work.
我们支持了好多年 Mary Kerr 在日本向日本人传福音。
The missionary that we have supported for many years, Miss Mary Kerr, is also spreading the gospel in Japan to the Japanese.
求主让我们因着这些见证，成为这个教会好的开始。
May we use these testimonies as a starting point for our church.
今天还是在我们猜拳月的这个范围里面。
This Sunday is still within the realm of our mission month.
所以我想今天早上还是跟弟兄姊妹思想恩泽万邦这个题目。
So I'd like to still share with you from the theme of beyond our kinsmen.
刚才我们已经读过《使徒行传》第一章第一节到十一节，好不好？请各位再翻回到这一段的圣经。
Let's turn back to the book of Acts, chapter 1.We've read the first 11 verses just now, but let us open the Bible to that passage.
使徒行传第一章第一节和第二节是两节很重要的经文。
The first two verses in the first chapter are very important verses.
这两节的开场白。
This is a preface.
作者把路加福音做一个整理。
The author has tried to conclude the gospel according to Luke.
因为我们知道路加福音和使徒行传是同样一个作者写。
We know that the same author wrote the gospel according to Luke as well as Acts.
路加福音可以说是前书，使徒行传可以说是后书。
You can say the gospel of Luke is the first book and Acts is the conclusion of that.
路加在第一节和第二节从福音的内容，从福音的时间做一个归纳。
In these two verses, Luke has tried to summarize what he has been trying to say in the gospel.
福音的内容是什么？
What is the content of the gospel?
如果今天人家问你，问我，什么是福音？
If someone asks you this question, what is the gospel?
最标准、最准确、最简单的答案是什么？
The simplest, the standard answer is,
福音就是耶稣基督。
The gospel is Jesus Christ.
所以西方有一句话说 Christianity is Christ. 基督教就是基督，这句话是对的。
So indeed, the Western saying Christianity is Christ, this is a correct saying.
所以第一节说论到耶稣，就是整个路加福音书的一个主要的一个内容。
So when Luke wrote, I wrote about all that Jesus began.
那么论到耶稣什么呢？
What did he write about Jesus?
下面有四样很重要跟耶稣有关系的事情。
He described four things.
第一，论到耶稣所行。
The things that Jesus did.
所教训。
The things that Jesus taught.
我非常喜欢这两件事情的次序。
I like the way how he used the order here.
他先论到耶稣所行的，然后才论到耶稣所教训。
He wrote about all that Jesus began to do first, and then about what Jesus began to teach.
First the life, and then the lip.先讲到生活，然后才讲到口里面所教训。弟兄姊妹，这是多年来我在侍奉主的一个目标和祷告。
Indeed, this is my personal prayer that we will have the correct living first before we teach.
求主帮助我们这个教会，我们愿意传福音的时候，我们这些传福音的人也先有生活，后有教导。
So indeed, as our church begins to emphasize evangelism, let us have a life that goes before our words.
第三，耶稣所做的是他拣选使徒。
And then we see how he chose the disciples.
然后第四，他被接上升，这是整个归纳路加福音关于耶稣四方面重要的工作。
And lastly, he was taken up into heaven, and these four things encompasses the life of Jesus.
在时间上也很有意思。
And the timing here is very interesting.
特别在中文圣经说，前面有个开头，然后直到 然后为止，这是很明显的看见路加把一条线摆在我们面前。
Here, Luke has given us a timeline about where what began, the continuation, and how it ended.
这两节圣经不只是做了路加福音的总结。
And not only did this become a summary for the Gospel of Luke,
这两节圣经也做了整个使徒行传的开始。
It became the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles.
因为这两节圣经，整个教会历史开始一个新纪元，开始了一个新的时代。
And from these two verses became the new era of the church.
这个新时代我们可以叫做使徒时代、圣灵时代、教会时代都可以。
We can call this the new era of the church, the era of the Holy Spirit, or the era of the apostles.
从第三节到第十一节，就让我们看到这一个题目很明显的摆在我们的眼前。
And from verses 3 to 11, we see the theme that we have adopted for our mission conference.
特别是第八节是我们很熟悉，也很多弟兄姊妹会背。
In particular, verse 8 is very familiar to us.
圣灵降临在我们身上，我们就得着能力，在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，一直到万邦地极，做主的见证。
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
在这九节的圣经里面
，in these nine verses，
讲到恩泽万邦四件非常重要的装备和条件。
We see four conditions or equipping for the gospel to be preached to the ends of the world.
我们教会要走这条路。
This is the path of our church.
靠着主的恩典，我们盼望能够真的走出一条路来。
And through His mercy, we want to blaze a new path.
但是除了心愿以外
，But other than our heart and will,
我们要回到圣经，看圣经要给我们什么样的装备，让我们能够达到这样的一个目标。
We want to return to the Bible to see what we have to do in order to reach this goal.
请看第三节上半段。
So let us now pay attention to the first part of verse 3.
他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现。
After his suffering, he showed himself to these men, gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over 40 days and nights.
一个教会要去传福音。
For a church to preach the gospel.
如果福音就是耶稣基督的话。
If we say the gospel is Jesus,
我们不能不对耶稣基督有一个很清楚的整理和认识和经历。
Then we have to have a clear understanding, a systematic understanding and experience of Jesus.
恩泽万邦第一个起点。
So the beginning point for blessings to all nation,
我们要清清楚楚地认识复活的基督。
Is to have a clear experience and understanding of the resurrected Christ.
在人类的历史上也好，在我们个人的经历上也好。
Whether it is a historical perspective or whether it is a personal experience.
一个伟大的人，不管他是教育家，是政治家，他离开这个世界，对那个时代，对那个国家，都是一个很大的损失。
We see many great men of history, whether they are politicians or education, when they pass away, it was a great loss.
一个成功的伟人，他死了以后
，especially with respect to if a successful man passed away.
我们知道他既然不能够身体复活
，since they cannot come back to life again.
我们常常希望他的精神能够永存在我们的心里。
So we say the spirit of this person lives on.
所以对复活不是一个单单基督教专利的事情。
So seemingly the concept of resurrection is not limited to Christianity.
但是圣经里面很清楚地告诉我们。
Yet the Bible says very clearly.
耶稣的复活不是精神复活。
When Jesus resurrected, it's not just the resurrection of his spirit.
他是身体的复活。
It is a bodily resurrection.
刚才我们所读的这段圣经活生生地显现在这些门徒的面前。
In the verses that we just read, it says he appeared to them, using many proofs that he was alive.
40 天
For 40 days.
而且用许多的凭据
Giving many convincing proofs.
请注意刚才他的翻译，我们中文是许多的凭据，英文是 many convincing proofs， 许许多多令人信服的证据。
Many proofs that convinced people that Jesus was indeed alive.
King James 是把它翻译成 many infallible proof， 许许多多绝无错误的这样的一些证据。
The King James Version used many infallible proofs。
我们知道，在神学上最近常常在讲圣经无误论。
Perhaps you have heard the inerrancy of the Bible.
Not inerrant, the infallibility of the Bible. 圣经没有错误。
The infallibility of the Bible.
我一直不晓得 infallibility 这个字有没有是不是一个圣经的字。我这个礼拜准备的时候发现有这个字在原文有这个 infallible 是用在耶稣基督的复活上面。
As I was thinking about these debates, I often wondered whether the word infallible is a biblical word. And I thank the Lord I found it here.
到了保罗写哥林多前书的时候
And indeed, when Paul was writing the letters to the Corinthians,
他特别在第十五章强调主耶稣复活跟我们的信仰、跟我们的传道、跟恩泽万邦有直接的关系。
He shared from chapter 15 how the resurrection of Jesus is so important to our belief and our evangelistic work.
他说，如果主耶稣没有身体复活
，He said, if Jesus did not rise from the dead.
我们所传的
Then what we preach
我们所唱
What we sing
我们所信
What we believe
都是徒然的
It's empty
什么叫徒然
What does it mean to be empty or in vain
就是空的
That is something that's not real
我大概两个多月以前当我在思想今年的主题的时候
About 2 months ago I was meditating about our church's theme for this year
我在早上灵修我就想到说、哎、今年叫做同心会希望福音
I was thinking to myself well this year we chose partnership in the gospel
我觉得在心里面有一个很强烈很明显的一个负担从我心里面涌出来
A burden very clearly rose from the depths of my heart
明年我们的主题是要在福音上能够把它扩大能够给它下一个比较准确的定义
Next year, we have to expand the concept of the gospel and give it a clear definition.
明年我们的主题是认识基督，传扬基督。
So the theme for next year will be to know Christ and to preach Christ.
恩泽万邦，第一个，让我们在主的面前清楚地认识复活的主。
So when we say we want to go beyond our kinsmen, the first thing we need to do is to know our Lord.
第三节，最后一句话。
Let us continue with verse 3, the latter part.
我们看到第二件事情。
We see the second thing here.
40 days之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事情。
He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God.
我不晓得这40天是天天上课呢，还是偶尔跟他们上课，我不知道。
As I read this verse, I begin to wonder, did Jesus speak to them every day lecturing, or was it only from time to time?
但是起码这四十天，耶稣基督重复的跟他们讲一个很重要的，只有一个主题，就是关于神的国度。
I do not know exactly how many times Jesus talked about this, but it was clear that this was the continual theme, the kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督开始出来传道的时候，一开始就是就让我们看见跟他的福音跟国度很有密切的关系。
When Jesus first came out to preach, he said the kingdom of God is at hand.
马太福音第四章记载耶稣出来传道的那一段的经文。
Indeed, if we read Matthew, when it first began to record Jesus' public ministry,
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音。
It was recorded in Matthew that Jesus went around Galilee teaching about the gospel of the kingdom of God.
他不是传天堂的福音 paradise.
He did not preach about the gospel of paradise.
他所传的是天国的福音
He preached about the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片或用微信或微博传递给朋友们使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣并接受他的救恩得到永生生命